What's up? I'm Christina.
And I'm Cameron, and we're going to be reviewing Joker Folie à Deux.
Coming up next.
Okay, so this movie leaves off after the first one, where Joker's been arrested for his crimes that happened at the end of the first movie. And so it shows his time at Arkham Asylum, it shows his time at trial, and also he meets this girl, Lee Quinzel, played by Lady Gaga, in Arkham Asylum. What are your overall thoughts of the movie?
Well, I was really looking forward to the movie because I love Lady Gaga. I've watched like every film with her in it. I love American Horror Story, love her as a singer. And I think my expectations were set a little bit too high, and I was really disappointed with the film. I think the actors were great, but I thought that the writing fell subpar.
Yeah, so I was excited for the movie because I liked the first one a lot. I think I liked the director because I like both his comedy movies and just like the first Joker was good. I thought the movie was, I was a little bit disappointed they were making a second movie because I thought the first one was just like good as it was. Mm-hmm. It's movies that, it always annoys me when you need to make a sequel for a movie that just should be a one-off, or like you make more scenes of a show when it could have just ended a few seasons before. It just felt like a cash grab. So I already went in a little bit annoyed that the movie had already been made, but I was expecting it to still be good and I just didn't like it. I didn't like that it was a musical, but I wasn't surprised. I don't get why a lot of people were like, oh, it's a musical? Like, they've been saying it for ever since the movie was written that it's going to be a musical. I thought if it was going to be a musical, it should have been, like, the music should have at least been good and that kind of, like, added more to the plot. I just don't really think it did. I think they just, like, break off into a musical number and then just go right back into the scene. I wasn't a big fan of it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that the music was very fluid, and I don't think it added to anything in the plot. I also feel like the score was just, like, anticlimactic, like throughout the movie, like nothing really like picked up until the very end. So I think, like, agreeing with you, it kind of just felt like flat the entire time, which is like something often, like when there's a sequel that doesn't need to be, it's just like super boring almost.
Yeah, like, and again, I was a little bit excited, like Lady Gaga's a great singer, so I was hoping like there'd be like some like good musical numbers and stuff, and I just don't think it was. But I don't think that should take away from the performances of the main cast, like Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. I think they actually did a very good job, because I was talking to some friends earlier, I thought Joaquin Phoenix would have honestly just kind of like phoned this in like the writers did, but he really didn't. He put his all into it. Lady Gaga also did. What did you think of the performances?
I thought they both did really well. I'm a big fan of both of them, like I mentioned before. I think that they really played the characters super well, like very believable. Even like their relationship, they're both a little like off in some aspects, and I think that makes you kind of like believe their story a little bit more. So I think they did a really good job portraying that they were both obviously mentally ill, and I was kind of rooting for them the whole time, but
yeah. So what do you think, besides the musical aspect, was just because this movie's gotten a lot of negative reviews, what do you think? We talked about the good, we talked about how we didn't like the musical, but name something, like, talk about something that you didn't like about the film, if there were any.
I guess other than it being slow, I just felt like, I don't know, I almost felt like there was, like, an imbalance. Like, the second half of the movie was, like, super heavy loaded, where the beginning was, like, unnecessarily long.
Yes. I feel like the movie dragged a little bit. There were parts that could have been cut from the movie, because it's a 2-hour, 20-minute movie.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it could have been a quick hour 50, 2 hours. I think there was some fluff in it.
Yeah.
And again, I think a lot of that comes to the musical numbers, but I think there was a lot of fluff in it.
Yeah. And I think there was a lot of, like, setup.
Yeah, and they packed up a lot of stuff until the end. So what did you think of the ending?
I really liked the ending. The ending was also a little bit too long, I think. I think the whole entire, like, court case could have been shortened a little bit. It didn't need to go on for as long as it did. But, like, the actual ending, I really enjoyed. I liked the big scene at the end. I don't want to spoil anything. But I thought that there was a good plot twist, and I really liked that. I didn't really see it coming at all. Like, I had little instincts, inklings, but I had no idea what was coming.
Yeah. So, I agree. So, I saw in the trailers that there was going to be, like, Joker in court, and I think that'd be really cool. Like, a Joker court drama would be, like, it'd be pretty awesome, because it's just, he's a really interesting and well-thought-out character. And I did like some of those parts of, like, Joker on trial, but you said you didn't want to spoil it, but I'm going to, so spoiler warning. I didn't like that Harvey Dent was in there. I really didn't like the ending of how it kind of just like, there was a lot of homages to Batman comics and past films as a whole. So Harvey Dent becomes Two-Face in the movie, which I thought was just kind of dumb. And then also the ending where Joker, well, Arthur gets stabbed by this other inmate at Arkham, and then he carves the smiles into his face, which I think, I don't know if it was supposed to be them saying that that's going to end up being Heath Ledger's Joker, which would make zero sense, so I hope that they didn't actually think that. Or it's just an homage to The Dark Knight. But I wasn't the biggest fan of that. Maybe the one good thing out of it is it does close the door on a Joker 3.
Yeah, I do. I love that stuff. Like, I'm a sucker for anything that comes full circle or, like, foreshadows, like, any other film or comic, whatever. So, like, I love that kind of stuff.
You
so
like
I
it?
Love that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought, again, I do kind of like how they closed the book on it, so we don't have to see it.
Yeah.
At least it ends at 2, even though I think it should have ended at 1. But I do understand where you're coming from. If you do like the homages, I can understand that. So, but now it's time to give this movie a rating.
Mm-hmm.
From 1 to 10, or 0, if you really think it's that bad. What do you think?
I would rate this movie like a 6.5. 7? 6.5? Okay,
answer.
What would you rate it?
What would I rate? It's your answer.
I'd rate it 6.5.
Okay. I'd give it either a 5 or a 6.
Oh,
again,
okay.
I thought there were some good parts of this movie. I really liked the performances by the actors. I just thought it was dumb that it was a musical. I didn't like the ending. I just thought the movie didn't need to be made in the first place. And if you're going to make a joke or two, at least make it good. So give it a 5 out of 10.
Not bad.
Watching.
See you next time.